Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I am John Heumann, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Simon Deacon, the Chief Exec of Alliance Science Technologies, which has announced some very, very strong results today. How are you doing, Simon?
I'm good, thank you very much. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us today. Perhaps for the benefit of our viewers who may not all be familiar with Alliance Science Technologies, perhaps give us a little feel for what the business does, how it's structured, before we go into the results.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got Alliance Science Technology Holdings has four companies within it in three different market divisions. So we've got contract electronics manufacturing, which we manufacture electronics for a range of different markets for clients, from pest control to audio to robotics, as an example. And we do that up in Manchester with 60 employees manufacturing. And they also manufacture other products for the group, if it be passive fire protection or controlled environment of agriculture. So the other business that we've got is a controlled environment of agriculture. We provide technology products into that environment. So when I say products, I'm talking about sensors, control systems, lighting, so that you've got a turnkey product in technology to monitor crops which are growing in that environment, creating a recipe for that particular environment to get the yields pushing through. So better yields, healthier crops. And as we all know, the market out there with the extreme weathers we're having, we've had floods in the desert in Dubai, we've seen a year's worth of rain in a very short period of time. It's now becoming very difficult to predict and grow in open agriculture. So the market is growing in polytunnels, glass houses, and vertical farms. The other side of the business is passive fire protection, injector fire barrier. We inject a material into the cavity, a graphite material which goes in and stops the smoke and the fire from spreading through the building. And this has really come on since the government brought out the Fire and Safety Act of 2021 after some dreadful disasters in the country. And this is about going back to respectful buildings and repairing them so that they're safe. And a lot of companies, large organizations, blue chip companies, have signed up to go back to those over 11,000 buildings and put them right. So we're extremely busy there and really growing in that sector. And that was an acquisition we did late last year. So really three key market sectors worth over £100 billion combined. So it gives us a great opportunity moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, really high potential markets. And that's shining through in the results that you've released today. Perhaps give us some highlights of those results and how things are going across those divisions.
Yeah, we've had a record-breaking year in revenue. We've grown over 13.8% last year. A lot going on last year, but we had a real growth period. But not only growth in revenue, a real important part of our strategy was increasing margin, which we've managed to do up to 24% in the margin, which obviously filters down to that operating cash, positive cash. which we were looking for. So that's really gained momentum for us. So that was a strong position to be in moving forward. But also we've done two acquisitions which weren't part of the revenue for 2023, because they were late acquisitions. We did one in the controlled environment of agriculture called Tomtec, a business going over 30 years with a really strong customer base. And bringing Light Science Technology and Tomtec together combined, we've now got that turnkey solution I was talking about earlier, that wraparound product of technology going in there to monitor the growth of crops and control that. And that eventually will lead to, which everybody talks about today, is AI coming into that so that you can start predicting crop yields, how healthy they are. And obviously, the healthier they are for us is good for human consumption because we've got a growing population. We don't want our food to be traveling long distances. And we also want the cost to be lower. So healthier food grown locally is a massive growing market as these extreme weather patterns happen globally and making sure that we get our food to the table. On the other side, the company is really strong and have been coming on in the contract electronics manufacturing. We entered a new market in sports entertainment, making electronics for a certain entertainment business, which is really going strong as well. So all three sectors are really growing in the right direction for us, which means that the revenues from the two acquisitions, which we did late last year, will filter through for 2024. So I'm hoping that we will beat our record-breaking year of last year and move forward. Also, last year, we had a board change. So we've got two new members of the board, Dr. Graham Cooley, who's come on board as our chairman, and also Richard Mills, who's got great experience in CEA market, and lots of contacts around the world, which will really help us expand our strategy in the controlled environment of agriculture, because we're looking to set up distribution networks globally, especially Australia, Middle East, South Africa, and America's market, because they're the big global markets which are really growing in the controlled environment of agriculture. Dr. Graham Cooley's got great CITI experience growing large companies and taking them on a long journey forward to increase revenue and productivity. And we're working with those two new board members to really capitalize on their experience and grow the business. So really exciting times for us.
A very, very solid foundation for some very, very ambitious plans. You mentioned the acquisitions, and this is something that interests me. Can you give us a feel for how the synergies operate between those businesses? Because they're not three entirely separate businesses, as I understand it.
That's right. So they sit separately. We've got four businesses within the group, and then three divisions. So within the contract electronics manufacturing, we've been manufacturing for over 25 years in Manchester. And what they've been manufacturing, and this is really where Light Science Technology came out of. We were manufacturing lights for lots of different customers for commercial lighting. And out of that, we were asked to do some lighting for a vertical farm, one of the first vertical farms in the UK. And we created a recipe of light for leafy greens out of that. And we saw the opportunity, and this is now 5+ years ago, we saw the opportunity in the controlled environment, how quickly it was growing, why the need globally for food security and the need. So we set up Light Science Technologies to start building a product infrastructure and patentable products so that we could then sell those globally. Tomtec has got the synergy because they've been in the business for over 30 years, already in the CEA market, providing polytunnels, glass houses, and vertical farms. And they have the control side. So where we have the lighting and the sensor side, they have the control side and irrigation. And that's really important. You bring those two elements together, you've got the sensors telling you what is required and what's happening in the environment, the lights changing according to crop recipe, and then the control system, which works on your own device, e.g. a phone or an iPad or a computer, where you can see the data, the real live data, which really stands out. So bringing those product groups together then enables us to continue selling our product range through Tomtec here in the UK and Ireland, but an LST we will set up distributors across globally so that we can build upon our network for them to sell in each individual country. So really exciting parts to be able to grow globally without the huge expense of going forward. And then the passive fire protection, you might ask, well, how do we get involved in passive fire from agriculture and manufacturing? Well, we've been building products in passive fire protection for over 10 years at UK Circuits. And so it was a natural development to see products being built for that industry. And we saw an opportunity since the Fire Safety Act of 2021, and awful disasters, we saw a really strong opportunity to install injector clad material into cavities, which then, you know, the market is so strong because there's so many, about 11,000 buildings out there which are unprotected, which need fire protection. And ours is a solution which is cost effective, but also very quick for the residents in those buildings. They might be apartments, they might be office blocks, they might be student accommodation.
What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker. With a website that fits your unique vision, let your ideas flow with AI that guides you, but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Go to Wix.com.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.